we've spoken to a creative writer this morning. We're now going to speak to a filmmaker. Her name is Katie McNeish from Balloonic in Tralee. She's a screenwriter on a brilliant movie, Who We Love. It got 7 nominations for the IFTA Awards last year. It was up against some stiff competition, the Oscar winners Belfast and Colleen Kuhn in those categories. The movie is coming to Tralee. It opens in Tralee today, April 28th. I caught up with her at the opening of the Omniplex in Tralee. It's a film about coming of age and coming out. Who We Love tells the story of Lily and Simon, best friends who navigate the troubled waters of school life and explore Dublin's vibrant and sometimes dark LGBTQ plus scene. I spoke to Katie, and first of all, I asked her what it was like having the movie she was so heavily involved in playing in her hometown. But I first of all asked her about the story and how it all came about.
So Who We Love is coming out on April 28th, which is this Friday, including the Tralee Omniplex in Kerry.
And how big of a moment is that for you to see a film that you were so heavily involved in debuting in your hometown?
Oh, no, I have to say I'm so proud to see the film go to Kerry. It wasn't initially, and I actually pushed for it, because obviously the film being set partially in a school, there's an awful lot there that, you know, it's either borrowed from my own life or things that I've seen in my own life. I'm going to school in Mount Hawk for secondary school and in Balloonic Estate for primary school as well. So I think it's important. I think, like, there's an awful lot that goes on between teenagers, even when I was in school, and certainly now, like, the way that they bully each other and, you know, the power of identity and, you know, sometimes the complications of identity are just so strong. Like, I think a lot of people, unless you're in the thick of it yourself as a teen, you just really wouldn't know. And, like, what I'd love is for not just kids to go to the film, but parents and, you know, aunts and uncles and maybe people who've come out the other side of this in their 20s or people who'd like to learn more about supporting their friends in their 20s and their late teens as well. Do you know, it's really important. I think it's such a personal film to me, and obviously Kerry is such a personal space to me that they're the people I want to share it with first and foremost.
Mm. Does it give an insight into, I suppose, the realities of what teenagers today are going through, the identity, obviously, as you talked about there, obviously the age old story of affairs, matters of the heart, but also the, I suppose, the politics now, or maybe the politics of sexuality that goes on, and in the mix of what young people, as you said, can do to each other using all those sort of things.
100%. Like, I mean, the thing is, right, I mean, there's people of a certain generation now, I would say, you know, 60s, 70s plus, who, you know, they're LGBT and they've never talked about it, they've never discovered it, you know, they've never investigated it themselves, they've never spoken about it with friends or family. Then you've got people in the, you know, the middle bracket, we'll say, you know, like 40s, 50s, who, you know, half a generation, I'd say, or maybe more than half, are so open-minded and so appreciative, I suppose, of other people's identities, even if they don't identify that way themselves. But the generation that we're looking at with this film is very much the first generation to talk about this stuff openly. So I suppose even though we're looking at it in terms of like, oh my God, isn't it fantastic that they can talk about these things, they're not new issues. It's just a case of looking at it with a different lens and like combining it with this generation, with social media and how vicious people can be. And I suppose the desensitization to what you can say about people online is a huge part of the film as well. So yeah. I think it's less about, you know, them being the first generation ever to be open about their sexuality, and more so about the fact that it hasn't been talked about before, because that's where the stigma comes from. That's where the motivation to bully each other or to mock each other, or even, you know, sometimes, let's face it, like, playfully take the mick out of each other. You know, even people, like, I'm in my 30s now, and people pass comments the odd time that are kind of related to my sexuality, and it's, you know, supposedly all good banter, but I'd be lying if I said it doesn't sting sometimes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Very important. Katie, making this movie, tell me about the journey of it from the time it was a critically acclaimed short to the feature film that's being released now in cinemas this weekend.
Okay, so
I know that's probably a long and difficult story, because it's an incredibly difficult thing to get anything made to this level.
Oh, yeah. No, it is completely. I mean, and that's why, honestly, I'm just so thrilled that the film is coming to the Tralee Omniplex, because it is incredibly difficult to, number one, get a short made, believe it or not. You know, to get together a band of people for little to no money, like Graham Cantwell did when he was lecturing in Film Base up here in Dublin. He'd had this story kind of in the back of his mind for a really long time, you know, he'd been bullied as a kid, and he'd initially written the film about a boy being bullied. But then it was something that Gina Davis kept saying, and that his partner kept reminding him, is like, look, to be a good writer, like, sometimes you have to flip the gender of the characters in your script or in your film and just make them women, just see what happens. And I think that was a really liberating thing for Graham, because he got to look at it from the other side. So the themes were the same, but as a writer, he got to get under the skin of what it is to be a young girl, and to make it with kids who are, you know, not too far off Lily's age as well. And then the film just blew everyone's minds. It travelled all over the festival circuit. It got won every award you can think of. It won the Galway Film Flag, which is Oscar qualifying. He won the Zebby for Best Short Script from the Writers Guild of Ireland. And it just, excuse me, it surpassed so many expectations. Like, I was a journalist in the Irish Film and Television Network around the time that Lily was on the festival circuit. And I actually interviewed him, like, having never met him, not knowing who he was or what he was about. And one of my questions was, like, look, this is so successful, would you not consider making it a feature? And at the time he said, no, he said, it's so good, it's so contained and so successful right now, why would I? But then something incredible happened. They were going to film festivals all over the place and speaking to younger people. He actually saw how Dean Quinn, who's now, he plays Simon in both the short and the feature film, but he was quite young at the time. And even going to festival circuits where, you know, there'd be older men there, he noticed that Dean got a lot of inappropriate attention. And then the flip side of that is when they opened up the film to like Q&As with young kids, the stories were unbelievable. There were kids who were like cutting themselves who stopped. There were kids who were bullied and who hadn't told anybody about it. There were people who realised that they should be standing up for their classmates. And there were people who hadn't even thought that their other classmates were struggling with sexuality, do you know?
Yeah.
So, like, the fact that, like, Graham was getting messages from parents months later saying, I watched this on a flight, I showed it to my kid, it saved her life. The film was incredibly powerful. And he thought, look, if we can do that with a short, what can we do with a feature film? So he started off developing it on his own, and he realised quite quickly that if he was going to expand the world of this film, right, so like the short film is very much contained in school. It's one girl in Leaving Cert, realising her sexuality, the bullies catch her in the wrong place at the wrong time, and she pays very dearly for it and eventually stands up to them. With the feature film, it was very important that we open out that world. So it's not just a clear-cut case of you got the black and white bully and the black and white victim. It's very much like in a feature film, people are shades of grey.
Yeah.
Like, what I'm really proud of in the film is that, like, even Violet, played by Venetia Beaux, who's just fantastic, even when she's bullying Lily, played by Clara Hart, who's from Cork actually as well, another southerner, even when she's bullying her, you can see why she does it. Like, there's a point where she tells a lie, you know, insinuating that Lily basically has come onto her without permission, without consent, and it's not true. That being said, she's been surrounded by a gang of girls who are teasing her and pushing her and mocking her, and she just blurts it out in self-defense. Now, I'm not saying that's okay.
Yeah.
It absolutely isn't, but it does kind of give you an insight into why...
What can happen. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, beyond that, again, I think, like, what people don't realize with, like, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth-year students in secondary schools is that they're going out, like, they're learning what it is to go out in the town and, you know, if they're of age, and hopefully of age, having a couple of drinks as well, and what that's like, and kind of holding your own outside of a school setting where it's all really controlled, you're all wearing the same clothes. It can be quite dangerous for an LGBT teen to go out in the town and find themselves. So we opened that up as well in terms of the world of the film. So the two, Billy and Simon, the two main characters, actually end up going out to bars, and they end up finding another group of people who are a little bit older and unfortunately have darker behaviour. You know, they're being manipulated by an older man. It's not exactly a safe setting.
Yeah.
And we didn't put that in there just, you know, as something salacious. That, unfortunately, is a very, very real part of queer culture. There's this darker side to it as well that, honestly, I wish someone had told me about that when I left Tralee as a 17-year-old. I was so naive, I just didn't know.
Yeah,
You know, I think you assume that if someone's part of your community, that they're friendly, and they're not. That's not always the case.
Yeah.
So I suppose that's another level of nuance that we wanted to get through in the script, and it's part of the reason that Graham approached me to come on as a co-writer, is because I've actually lived through all this stuff as well, and he didn't want to, you know, be the sole writer of the film if it meant that he wasn't going to get it right.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does. It certainly does, Katie. And one of the reasons why people, one of the many reasons why people should go and see it. Final point, look, six IFTA Awards last year up against Colleen Kuhn and Belfast. I mean, that was rarefied company to be in. Where to next for you and for us?
Well, firstly, I'd love to come down to Tralee for a Q&A. So if there's anyone from any of the local schools listening, I'll be in touch with your transition year coordinators, and I'd love to get younger audiences in. Like, the film is rated 15A, so it is suitable for most transition year students, fifth and sixth year, and I'd love to share the film with them. In terms of my own career, I'm shooting a film in 2 weeks' time with Ankur Vakil, who's a fantastic Indian actor, actually. He was in Slumdog Millionaire, which is nominated for 8 Oscars, quite a while ago, and he's settled now in Ireland, so I'm really, really looking forward to working with him. I've got a feature film called The Deepest Breath in development with Wild Atlantic Pictures that's being produced by Ali Doyle, who's a fantastic producer, and that'll be my directorial feature debut. I'm also developing North of Nowhere, which is a very dark thriller TV series, actually, with a wonderful writer called Sam Ullman. We're going to be co-writing the series together based on his feature script. And Julianne Voth of New Stage Films is producing that as well. So, like, I've got a lot of other different
sounds like you're very busy. Sounds like you're very busy.
Yeah, yeah, no, it is. It's cool. But, you know, like, I just have to say, like, if there's anyone listening who will say is a little, you know, shy LGBT writer in Tralee or anywhere else in County Kerry, you know, just keep writing and keep doing it. And, you know, it's completely possible to be successful, to be a writer, to make a career out of actually expressing yourself.